Morning for me, afternoon for you, but welcome Lee from Pop Evil. What's happening, brother?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much. So stoked to be talking to you about coming your way.
Dude,
so let's do this.
Last time we talked, we were in South Florida. We were standing in a baseball stadium that was empty. You were there performing at Fort Rock, and we did an interview. And I haven't seen you since then. But, man, you guys just celebrated a year with Skeletons. How does that feel?
Crazy. You know, I'm already in the middle of writing Pop Evil 8. So it just, this stuff happens so quickly. You just turn it back. But since COVID, it's been great to just kind of just have things moving again. And there's just kind of, there's this excitement around Pop Evil and just, you know, where we're going in the future, and just really feel like, you know, we're tipping the iceberg and the things we want to do. And it's just exciting to know that, you know, we got opportunities. And I think, again, with COVID, again, not to keep talking about it, but there was such a lull of, you know, how much more are we going to be able to do and whatnot, that I think it really made a lot of the musicians that are still here just so grateful for the opportunities we get, you know, moving forward. And we really want to make the most of them, and getting back your way was a big part. I know it's been on our list for several years now to get back, you know, to Alaska and crazy. I remember getting the call that, hey, we're going to Alaska in June and you know, stoked, man. We're bringing a lot of family and friends are making the trek out. You know, they've been,
awesome.
I think the last time we came, yeah, they all missed out. So they were like, oh, that's one regret I had. We didn't come, you know, see you all in Alaska. And we just had just the best time last time. So looking forward to making new memories and bringing this new Pop Evil music, you know, with us.
Well, I got to tell you, man, for a lot of people, it's a once in a lifetime chance, so that you're getting to do it again is pretty amazing.
Man, it really is, you know, and you think about those, you just think about those rare opportunities, those places you get to play in your touring career that just, that are special, because especially for Alaska was one of those places you just always never thought you'd get to see, you know, and it was one of those, personally, when you take the music away from it, it was one of those destinations you always hoped you got to see before you died, you know? So like you said, getting to go back twice, it'll be awesome to kind of see it, knowing a little bit more of the culture and just how, you know, just how beautiful and how hungry the fans are and how grateful they are when you get up there and play. So, you know, we're really looking forward to meeting new faces, seeing some old ones and throwing down. We're stoked.
So you're going to spend a little time here and see some things before you go back?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to come up there a few days. I don't know if I'm going to be a few days early or a few days later or a few days after, but it'll be crazy because I know I'm in LA a little bit before. We're doing what we can to hopefully put this record in the can and get it finished, you know.
Nice.
So obviously taking advantage of that off time, man. You know, while you're not touring, you got to be recording. And when you're recording, you got to be setting up that touring, you know. So it's pretty exciting year ahead, and new music is always what makes me personally, and I know the band, excited. So, you know, we're looking forward to playing some of that new music for you guys, you know, your way.
Can't wait to hear it. Skeletons, the title track, was one of our top songs of the year, man. Top five. You made our Alaska Rock Music Award. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. What an honor, man. I don't even know. No one tells me anything. I'm only the lead singer, right? They don't tell me
anything.
Well,
it was our first year doing it. We're going to make it a bigger. Oh. We just weren't happy with what the Grammy Awards did.
Sure.
There wasn't enough rock product in the
like
Grammy Awards, so we did our own. And you guys placed really well. So,
oh man, that's what an exciting thing. Hopefully, that we continue to be a part of that and it grows, and maybe we get up there and do a big concert around it. That'd be sweet.
Well, what do you think? So, June 22nd, you're playing Matanuska Brewing Company at Eagle River. This is going to be off the hook.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait. It's just again, June can't come here fast enough, man. I'm super excited.
Well, you're coming in summer. When did you come last time?
I think it was summer too. I remember it was a little bit cloudy. It was a little rainy, but it was a fun day, man. Good little turnout.
Dude, you're playing on like the longest day of the year.
We're really
sun okay. Almost 24 hours that day, so
wow, man, I can't wait. Just I love it. Again, it's just so amazing. And of course, you know, in the lower 48, it's all Alaska's all over TV here, so everyone's watching it, fantasizing about it, like, oh my gosh, you know. So we really get to see you know, it's pretty special. It kind of reminds me of what they did to Louisiana on national TV down here for the longest time with Duck Dynasty. Seeing that, everyone just wanted to go to Louisiana and check it out,
right?
You know, but Alaska's been on the tube since we were kids, and just how beautiful, of course, the last frontier is up there. It's a special place, and I had some friends take me up. We didn't get a chance to go do some glaciers, but we did the we did the what do you call it, the ATVs, and we rode around. Just literally, I think it was just an hour before I had to be on the plane back to the airport. So we were, and we got stuck, man. So we pulled it out. So I'm looking forward to raging and after the show as well. So, you know,
those are true cool. Alaskan moments you're describing there.
Yes. And luckily I was with some true Alaskans to help me get out, or I would have been, I would have been stuck, man.
One of our guys I work with, he just took off on a week long trek out into the wilderness on snow machines, and he bought the GPS, and he's connected to satellite so we can text him if he gets lost. And
wow.
That's the frontier out there.
I mean, there's people that are there, just, they're not playing games, man. They're not afraid. They're going to go out there and carve their own path, right? It's pretty awesome.
So you're writing the next album, the eighth album. What is it sounding like?
It's awesome. You know, you're talking the wrong, you're going to give me, obviously, I'm writing it. So I'm like, it's just exciting,
best
man.
Thing I've
I
mean, ever
we're
done.
Still, we're still, best thing, I don't know if I can say that yet. You know, we're still early in it, but I know that it's shaping up to be, and look, that we know who we are now. You know, we know that, you know, Radio 2 especially is what's the right word? Grittier and riskier than it's ever been, right? Yeah. I mean, you take our songs like Waking Lions, Breathe Again, to Eye of the Storm, even Skeletons. I mean, some of the heaviest stuff. It's certainly from conceptually as well. So the success we've had, it's just really allowed us to kind of become that band we always wanted to be. And in the early days, we were a radio band. We've always been. So, you know, the evil and pop evil side, the darker side, how it was a little bit pushed. You got most of it on Onyx. And then after that, you know, we kind of shifted a bit just to experiment with just different. I think that's the fun of making records. You know, you just kind of dive in and you see where your head's at, and you kind of dive in, but you have to evolve. Right. But now it's just been fun to get back to the guitars and the breakdowns. And we're really looking forward to really flushing these songs out here in the next few months. And hopefully, like you said, putting together a next interview I do, I can hopefully say that, yeah, this is the best album yet by far. So it's definitely the plan. So we more work to be done, but so far it's fire. It's pretty intense, no doubt.
Well, we'll talk more as we get closer to the show on June 22nd, but I wanted to do this early interview so we could run it for a while and promote it and talk about it, because we want everybody to come see you.
I love that. Love it.
Well, Lee, thanks for taking time out today, man. I know you guys are busy, and like you said, you're writing the new album, but get to rehearsing and bring us the full Pop Evil experience when you come up here in June.
Guaranteed. No strings attached. It's going to be full out Pop Evil energy and force. So I can't wait to, of course, see some old faces, but most importantly, keep making some new Pop Evil fans out there. I'm getting a chance to meet everybody. I can't wait to just build a scene out there. So hopefully it's another show in the nice long line of future growth for Pop Evil right there in the great state of Alaska. So can't wait.
Well said, man. Well said. We can't wait. Thanks.
Awesome, man. Well, we'll see you soon. Thank you guys listening on radio. Don't be a stranger. All the socials are, you know, right there at the click of a finger. And come out and say hey to us, man. Can't wait to see you guys in person.
Peace. Thank you, Lee.
Pop Evil. Thank you guys. Bye now.